Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
You know, one of the things I've seen, especially from, you know, some of my wife's friends and some of my friends, is that they disagree with us on politics sometimes. They'll get very personal about it. And if you're discarding a lifelong friendship because somebody votes for the other team, then you've made a terrible, terrible mistake and you should do something different.
Look, we've talked about this topic before, but I think it's worth revisiting. In light of what just happened on Tuesday, the anger that I'm seeing online from friends, I can't even imagine. Now you have, of course, Thanksgiving coming up, and I wonder how many families are considering making other plans. My family and I were sitting there watching the election results roll in. We're all going, Trump, Trump, Trump. And I remember my sister at one point made some comment, and she said, seriously, how many families right now would be able to sit together and watch this and all be cheering for the same person and basically be on the same page when it comes to different policies?
Well,
that has to be very rare at this point.
Maybe. You know, I had a friend on Facebook yesterday, and I've got to be honest with you. I am really surprised that she has not unfriended me years ago. I've known this girl since I was a kid, and she's a couple years older than me. They were family friends. And she put a post up yesterday, and I got to thinking about it. What if we had to actually get together face-to-face, like over a dinner or something? How would that go?
Mm-hmm.
She's so distraught over this that she's having trouble functioning. Like, she put out a long post yesterday about how she's having trouble functioning, and she's walked through the day numb and sad, and she doesn't know what to do. And I'm like, you know, I stopped myself, Kim, from saying, suck it up, buttercup, because I've been there. I know how she felt after Barack Obama got elected. I know how I felt in 2020, but you know what? I survived.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think it's really sad that people are... Look, let me say this. I understand why it's hard to have friends who have completely opposite views of you. And I've been very open with you guys that my closest friend of almost 20 years, I don't know, between 15 and 20 years, she stood by me at my wedding. And 3 months later, she cut me out of her life because of my conservative views.
Wow.
And I'm not alone in that. Actually, I'll tell you, this Kim on a Whim was inspired by something that Mark Reardon posted on Twitter that I read that just made me sad. And I'm going to read the tweet that he sent out the other day. He said, keeping it real here, I'm also sad this morning. I have true friends on the left that may have decided to not be my friend. I've never done that to anyone over politics. I've had it done to me over and over. I mean, some people I was really close with. So I put a little poll out on Twitter, just curious. This was like late last night. I said, how many of you have lost at least one friend over your conservative values?
Yeah.
54% said I have. 45% said I have not. I think that this is starting to become more and more of a thing. Now, you hear about this political divide when it comes to dating and how this is a big turnoff sometimes, right? There are certain issues where I believe you absolutely need to be on the same page. Like when it comes to foreign policy, I could see you having a different opinion about that. Something like that. It's not a deal breaker. When it comes to abortion, you should be on the same page as your spouse. Because what happens, for example, if you get pregnant and your husband or, you know, wants abortion and says you need to abort that baby and you say, no, I don't believe in that. I could just see this creating massive animosity and resentment. And so there are moral issues, I believe, that they should be a deal breaker for you. There was a 5,000 person survey from Oddspedia. I'll be honest, I've never heard of that, but it said one in six Americans has ended or considered ending a relationship because of political differences.
I couldn't be married to somebody who was the polar opposite of my views. I don't know how that could. I don't know how that would work. How could you sit over dinner and discuss the topics of the day if your worldview is that 100% opposite? And I'm not talking about minor disagreements over, you know, Trump's border policy or, you know, something minor, fairly minor like that. I'm just talking about you believe Kamala Harris would have been the best path forward for this country. I couldn't be married to you, and I probably couldn't date you because I don't know where our conversation would go.
I agree. No, I agree. And that's my point, too, is I think smaller things I could understand where you could agree to disagree. But
yeah,
the big ones, I feel like you should be in alignment. When it comes to abortion,
yeah,
absolutely is one of them. When it comes to friendships, that is harder because I don't think you have to be quite as aligned. But if you're not, it does make it difficult to have conversations. Like for me, for example, I have plenty of friends who aren't Christian. But when I, and let's just say going through a hard time in life, that's the way I handle it, is with my faith, and I relate it to that. And so if you can't relate to me in that way, I might not be going to you first to want to get to talk about it, because we can't relate on that level. It doesn't mean I can't be your friend. It doesn't mean that we can't have plenty of other conversations. There's a million other things we can talk about.
So different.
The problem in society now is that people feel like you can't even be friends at all. I do believe that you should, like, for example, me as a Christian, I feel like I need to align myself with people who are like-minded in that way, because again, that's a core, that's the most important thing to me. But it is sad how many people are losing friends. And I have to stop myself from posting things. Like after Trump won on Instagram, I it's a private page. I don't open it up. I post things related to my family. And I wanted to post so many things about Trump. And it's not that I don't ever post things. Like I'll post things about abortion and stuff. And if, naturally, I get a lot of pushback.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I try to keep that page not super political. But it is funny, though, where I see plenty of people who will post all this liberal nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't say anything. And then as soon as I post the slightest hint of I support Trump or I'm against abortion or whatever the case may be, people just unload on me.
Well, you know, I have a friend who had that conversation with me the other day, because she's generally runs in circles with people on particular, it's work-related, but it's a private page, and they talk about the industry and what they do for a living. But they've been all on fire for Kamala Harris, and that's all they've been talking about, and how much they hate Donald Trump. And of course, this person said, I disagree with them, but I've been hesitant to say anything on there because I know they're all going to attack me. And I wonder now why it's not okay for me to go on there and brag a little bit, because my guy won. But I know what's going to happen. They'll all unfriend me. They'll leave the group instead of dealing with me. This is the tolerant left in this country.
Yeah.
This is how they operate. It's okay for them to scream and rant and rave, but if you bring up something they disagree with, they just click unfriend and they won't talk to you anymore.
Have you muted anyone or unfollowed anyone over this election recently?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
I have not defriended anybody, but I have muted people where I'm getting sick and tired of seeing their posts.
Not close friends, but if you post something that makes me realize that you are really insane, and all we are acquaintances on Facebook, and I have accepted you years ago for some reason, I'll just go in and unfollow or unfriend if that's what I have to do, because I just don't want to see that nonsense. I don't have time for it.
I know. There was a guy who posted on my Facebook yesterday and was, you know, irritated that I wouldn't take the COVID shot, and then couldn't believe I supported Trump. And he's like, you know, I used to like your career at KCCI, which is where I started out of college in Des Moines.
Okay.
And now I can't believe you've gone down this dark path. He's like, I know you're going to defriend me. I know you're going to block me and delete this comment. I said, I'm absolutely not going to. As long as you are not just spewing hate at me and being extremely disrespectful, I welcome you to have a different opinion. That is absolutely fine. I'm not out there sitting there, you know, oh, you said something remotely negative about my beliefs and therefore I'm blocking you. But that's the mindset of so many people now, particularly on the left. And I just, if you're listening and your family is split on this and maybe your Thanksgiving plans as of Tuesday have been changed, I am sorry. There are going to be some awkward conversations at the Thanksgiving dinner here. And what? Is Thanksgiving 3 weeks away now?
Yeah, probably 3 weeks.
Whew, I mean, 3 weeks is maybe enough time to cool off, but yowza. People are angry.
It's also enough time to for you to order your Trump wig that you could then wear to the dinner table.
You know, Mark, when they talk about like the knife when you jab it in someone and then you start turning it and twisting it? That's what you like to do, right?
I don't know what you're talking about. I do think, though, the perfect response to the guy who knew you from KCCI up in Iowa was, excuse me, how red was Iowa on Election Day because of that fake poll that said that it was going to go to Kamala Harris?
Didn't they give Kamala a 3-point lead over Trump?
Yeah. And he won by 14
probably, I was going to say 18,
Iowa. Yeah, it was an outlier, and everybody knew it from the beginning.
But again, that guy, whatever. I mean, a lot of people who I used to know think I'm crazy for supporting Trump. Fine, this is my belief. Who cares? You go support Kamala if you want. Whatever. I'm not going to be on board with that. And I'm tired of people sitting here saying, you're not open to other ideas. You know what? Because I believe in an objective truth, and that's the problem, is that people these days don't believe there's an objective truth. There is one truth out there. Not your version, not your neighbor's version, not your cat or your neighbor who thinks he's a furry. There is one truth. And so I believe that I have the truth, and that's why I hold strong to my beliefs. So I will listen to you. I will have a conversation with it about whatever topic, but you're not going to convince me that, for example, I should support abortion. You're just not, because the objective truth in my mind is that abortion is murder, and therefore I am not going to support it anymore. Yeah, again, this is, I used to.
I think you're right. Maybe 3 weeks from now, things will have calmed down enough. I remember after 2020, after the 2020 election, and we lost, the left went haywire on social media. They gloated a lot. I did put a Trump head on the body of Rocky Balboa up on my social media yesterday with no words, really, just the word 40. So I just put 47 in there, and that's it. I didn't say anything else. One day. And then I took down my profile picture of that showed my support for Amendment 3, and I took down those other things that I had up there. I'm not going to do that forever. But you gloated for one day. We can gloat for one day and then get down to the business of undoing everything you've done to this country the last 4 years. And that's what Donald Trump will start doing on day one.
It's time to heal our country. And yes, I believe he's the man to do it.
Yes, indeed. You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.